This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, insightful comments from people who are in the talk radio business, talking about the stories, the top 10 items on the Talkers list, published at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you first to Victoria Jones, longtime talk radio personality, now with the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're also joined by John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Gold Coast in Florida. We like to mix it up a little bit, have different people and different points of view, so you can hear how folks are thinking, how they're dealing with some of these issues on the air, and in their own lives, their own thought process as well. The 10 stories, let's see if we can... Victoria, we sometimes have a hard time. McFadden's not here, so he usually chastises me because I don't get through these things quickly enough. If I just give you the list, and then we pick out some of the things that really appeal to all of us, or we think have appealed to listeners this week. Number 10, still people talking about the end of Game of Thrones. So that's a biggie. At number 9, focus on immigration. At number 8, the tensions between Iran and the United States. Number 7, the new abortion laws that seem to be surfacing. What's the reason for all of that? Number 6, the weather around the country, really wild weather this past week. Is it because of climate change, global warming, all that stuff? Same old conversation, basically. That hasn't changed any. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, who's running for the presidency? Maybe the better question these days is who's not running for the presidency. Number 3, impeachment momentum. Number 2, the tax returns of the president. And number 1, whether or not the president is stonewalling on any number of issues. That seems to be, that could be a collective that would be at number 1 or number 2 most any week. In terms of the people list, the president or premier, which is Xi Jinping? Is he the president of China or the premier?
No.
He's not the... Victoria, what is Xi?
He's the premier.
He's the premier.
Yeah.
Well, is he the president or is he the premier?
He's the president. He's the top guy. He's the guy who makes the decisions. He is.
He's the president.
He's the man.
Yes, he is the man. And here's a guy who would like to be... Actually, a couple of people on this list would like to be the man, at least in our country, Pete Buttigieg, if that's how he pronounces it. I can never pronounce it, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. Number 9, Mayor of South Bend. Joe Biden is at 8. Beto O'Rourke is at 7. I can't even begin to imagine why Beto O'Rourke would be higher on the list than Joe Biden. Doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one who's doing the, I'm not the one who's putting the numbers together. Rex Tillerson is at number 6. And the usual position for the socialists who love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's at 5. Rashida, is it Tlaib? I don't know. We've pronounced them Tlaib, I believe, is the name. Don McGahn is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. All right. So, Victoria and John, in terms of your own habits, how much attention, John, I'll start with you, have you paid to the Game of Thrones?
As far as the Game of Thrones goes, absolutely phenomenal, the types of numbers that the television audience tuned in for last week. I really can't believe it. Seems like everybody already is looking forward to the next installment that I understand is coming out in another year or so.
The book. But, you mean the book?
Totally amazing. I really really can't believe what that program has done for HBO.
When you look at the ratings, though, the numbers 16 million and then streaming 19 million, you compare them to the numbers from when we were kids, or certainly when we were younger, you and I, the last episode of MASH, 70 million yeah. people watched that. And this was, what, 40 years ago? So right. the fact that we now, at that point in time, you may have had a couple of dozen choices as to what to watch on television. Right now, you've got 500 different shows in various stages of production for various networks and streaming services and that sort of thing. So people have many more choices, and so that makes this more significant. But it seems with all the talk about it, Victoria, when we were in Ireland, you and I and the other talk folks that were along on the ride got to see a lot of the sort of up close and personal, the impact that this show, Game of Thrones, has had on the culture in Ireland.
Huge, yes. Some of it is filmed or has been filmed in Northern Ireland, and it's had a huge impact there. In fact, they have just opened a major Game of Thrones exhibit in Northern Ireland in the area where it's been filmed, and there's all kinds of very cool stuff that you can do there. And I have to say that you're speaking right now to the obsessed member of the cult who watched the series finale live. I normally watch them delayed, but I watched it live so that I would be able to go online, not only on social media, because I knew that all top 10 Twitter topics would be Game of Thrones, but just so that I could go to a news website, because I knew that there would be spoilers everywhere, right. So I had to see it. And oh my goodness me, I didn't like the finale when I watched it. But as
well, because Blondie got killed.
No, she needed to be killed. She was as crazy as a loon. She had to go. I would have killed her. I would have killed her last season, to be honest with you. She was mad, to use an English expression. But she had to go. But I was disappointed because it was very difficult to land that plane. But as the week went on, the more I thought about it, the more I came to the conclusion that it had to end that way, and that the various people had to go their different ways in that way. I just wasn't happy about who finally became the King of Thrones, because he didn't do anything to deserve it. Mm-hmm. But I was happy, and I was happy that the dire wolf, called Ghost, the wolf, finally got petted by John. You won't understand this, but all your Game of Thrones listeners are nodding their heads. This was the one thing that united the entire Twitter sphere worldwide, which was that the wolf finally got petted in the final episode.
Listen to this, John. John, were you engaged as thoroughly as Victoria in watching Game of Thrones?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
No, I'm probably one of the few in the country that wasn't.
I wasn't at all involved. I thought it was way too violent. What I get a kick out of, knowing Victoria as well as I, as long as I have and as well as I do, that she's so bloodthirsty. She's loves the violence and cut them up, chop them up, kill them.
Was a little too much.
Too much.
But
Okay,
I think we got the gist of that story. Doug, all right, moving along.
Doug, very very quickly, moving on to something else that I found amazing this week. What about the Jeffersons and the reboot along with All in the Family?
Right, that was something. Yeah. That's a very good twist on the same theme. What do you watch and why do you watch it? You know, all the shows. This was Sweeps Week, or the end of Sweeps Month, Thursday, the last Thursday of May, as is the case for the last Thursday in February, last Thursday in November. Those are the three sweep months when people are registered. Their viewing habits actually registered, and the ratings predicate how much money you can charge for your advertising on your network or your TV program. So with that comes all of the ending season finale of this, that, and the other thing. And I think that what you've just mentioned, the whole business about all these shows The Voice and American Idol, the interest in those shows. It's a very interesting time, and people, I don't know how people have the time to watch all these shows, frankly.
Well, I agree. I'm with you. But as far as the Jeffersons and All in the Family goes, I was fascinated at the production values in that, and they had that down so well, and the actors with the live television and how they performed. I thought it was pretty amazing.
Some people said to me that they were bothered by the fact that these people were trying to play the roles of such iconic actors as Carol O'Connor, for example, and the Jeffersons, all the people that were in that. Although I did hear that they thought the best one, most people I talked to thought the best actor was Jamie Foxx as the man. So you liked it anyway. Did you see it, Victoria?
I did not see it, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it's a generational thing. Might have been, anyway. 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones, DC Radio Company. Doug Steffen with a question about energy. Are you up to your potential? Can you do as much as you used to do? And any number, measure it any way you want to. There are a lot of people struggling to get back into shape, for example. There are a lot of people who don't, they don't feel it. They don't get it. They say, oh, I'm getting older. I guess I'm not as good at lovemaking, for example. Not as strong as I used to be. I can't focus at work as well. I'm exhausted in the gym, yada, yada, yada. Well, let's see if we can go over all of that and fix it with a product called NuGenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. NuGenix definitely can help you out if anything that I just described is you. High levels of testosterone, for example, play an important part. This is something, you know, it's a men's product for sure, but would you believe that more women are ordering this product than men? And for kind of obvious reasons, I guess. NuGenix maximizes your energy, increases your muscle mass, and boosts your libido. That's what women are interested in. Makes a lot of sense. So if you'd like to try this product out, see how it works for you, boosting your confidence and your energy levels, you can get a free bottle by texting the word FORCE to 321-321. That's text FORCE to 321-321. Get your free bottle of NuGenix and see how it affects your life and your loving. Be more confident. Text the word FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle of NuGenix.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
India is a
spectacle unlike anything else. 33 maniacs, 220 plus miles an hour, and then the biggest crowd on earth.
Kissing the bricks, drinking the milk. Feels like you're in a dream.
If you win, it's going to change your lives forever.
Will Power is going to win the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
The Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 26th, only on NBC.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot stories, hot items in terms of News Talk Radio. That's our job here, the News Talk Radio world, assimilating what goes on conversationally. John Harper from WMEL on the Gold Coast of Florida here. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company with different twists and turns. So when we get to the immigration reform issue number 9, rather than personalize it or make it domestic, one of the things that I think plays in here, if you'll pardon me stretching this a little bit, is the situation in England with the resignation of Theresa May, the whole Brexit problem, which is a direct result of immigration problems, the refusal of, and this is my read on it, the refusal of the mainland countries to deal with the immigration problem as folks come up from the Middle East, Syria, into Turkey and Greece, and then into Germany and all over the place. And they ended up, a lot of them, in England, and the British don't like it because they've, the intruders, that's what they call them, a lot of them, have taken jobs and upset all kinds of things, and people just didn't like it. So that's what started all of this, and now it's become sort of a different game. Victoria, what's your read on this at this point?
Well, she had to go. I mean, there were. I mean, talk about the number of knives being used in Game of Thrones. There's been a Game of Thrones going on in England for months now to get rid of her, and this is within the Conservative Party, that is Theresa May's party. She has had a lot of resignations within her cabinet, and so she's been heavily weakened. That's on further weakening after she called a snap election, general election, you remember, a while ago, expecting to consolidate her victory, and instead she weakened herself, so she was further weakened. She's lost her Brexit vote now 3 times, and so she's incredibly weak, and people kept urging her to resign, and she wouldn't resign. She's a very stubborn person. She's very hardworking, very diligent, but she's somebody without vision, and they've needed a visionary to get this Brexit through, and she's not been able to do it.
So is there another vote coming to change the Brexit outcome?
There will be, because they've been given until Halloween to get it through. But first things first, they've got to get a new Conservative Prime Minister, and they'll do that within the Conservative Party. And Boris Johnson is very, very keen to be that leader because
I don't know that much about him. What is his name is not household. Well, I don't know that Theresa May's name is
Boris Johnson is a populist. He is very bouncy. He can be, he's a chameleon, he can be incredibly right-wing, or he can reverse himself and appear to be quite centrist. He used to be the Lord Mayor of London, and when he was quite centrist. And then he became a Member of Parliament and moved very, very right. He was one of the people who got Brexit through, which he did by telling things that were not true to the public, which he later admitted were pretty much not true. He's a very, very clever man.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think Floridians' approach to illegal immigration, how is it? We'll move away from England. Just give me 30 seconds, if you can, John, on the status of immigration issues in your neck of the woods.
Well, Doug, it's kind of a wait-and-see attitude here in Florida and on the Space Coast of Florida. I think people are just waiting to find out what happens in some of the other places in the country where this issue is, at the moment, much hotter.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. In Florida, it used to be hot. It didn't seem to be so hot now. Maybe that's because of the influx of all the people there and everything sort of being modified, somewhat opinion-wise. 28 past the hour as you listen to this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Great Britain as British Prime Minister Theresa May has just announced she's going to be resigning on the 7th of June. It's been widely expected that May would be stepping down after a cabinet mutiny over her Brexit plan. Her successor expected to be chosen before she leaves office. President Trump is calling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a mess. Pelosi yesterday suggesting that President Trump needs what she called an intervention after he walked out of Wednesday's meeting with Democrats on the subject of infrastructure. The president responded yesterday, insisting he was very calm, adding,
"Crazy Nancy, I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it."
USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do a little reconnoitering here. A lot of conversation, as usual. News Talk Radio is the number one format on the radio in America. I wonder how influencing the podcast generation is in terms of News Talk. Most of the podcasts that are being produced these days are about they're spoken word formatically. They're not music, I don't think. So I wonder how, just as an aside before we get back to some of the issues, how much of an influence Victoria Jones, both the John Harper and Victoria Jones here, on the review, how much time do you spend? What influence do podcasts have on you?
Quite an influence, actually. Both podcasts and also just audio books. I do both. I enjoy podcasts. I find that listening to podcasts is a way of being informed without having to sit in front of the television.
All right, so under what circumstances, in your car, at home when you go to bed, what are the circumstances when you listen to podcasts? Where are you and what's going on?
I'm usually doing other things. I might be doing something on my phone. I might not usually working because I can't work and listen to something. I might be doing housework, so I might have my earphones in. I might be cooking. I might be tidying up. I might be putting a wash on. I might be just doing stuff around the house. I might be driving. So things like that. And then I can listen to a podcast at the same time. Not when I'm in bed, because podcasts for me are usually non-fiction. Very often about national security, things like that that I'm interested in, cyber, counterintelligence. Those are things I'm very interested in.
So what would be your number one choice or pick as far as podcasts that are available regularly?
No, I'm going to blank. I'm going to blank on the ones I like. So
okay.
That's going to be really annoying. But then I also do listen to fiction. So I listen to audiobooks for fiction, and those I do listen to late at night in bed, because I don't like to listen to nonfiction late at night, because that is too stimulating to the mind and gets, you know,
not
I like
for
to
the
wind down.
When you
no,
go to sleep.
No, yeah, I like to wind down. Actually, I'm just bringing up podcasts in my iTunes just to see what, if I've got something saved.
Why are you looking?
It's not coming up. No, it's
not
coming
up. Let me ask John whether he's
Oh, I like the Black Tapes, for example. And there's...
of course you
that's,
do.
That's very good.
yeah, of course you do. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. That, well, that, no, yeah. This is... Don't be
mean. No, don't. Okay, I won't
walk
there.
No. I'll find... there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Yes. Right. Oh, yes. Talk to John, and I'll find you the one I really like.
John, what is it that... is there any time in your life for podcasts?
Actually, Doug, kind of like the Game of Thrones, I don't have time, and I listen to very, very few podcasts. Oddly enough, one of the few that I listen to is now I want to tell you, I've just forgotten his name, but
you're Victoria. Well, one of the things that I find, where both of you have devoted your careers to news talk, issue-oriented radio stations. John, you've owned lots of stations, run lots of stations, been on lots of stations, whose format has been, as long as I've known you, which is probably pretty darn close to 30 years, you've always ran stations that carry this format. It seems you'd be your stock in trade. Victoria's been on any number of great talk radio stations around the country over the past. I've known her as long as I've known you. So it's, you know, under the circumstances, it does make a lot of sense that podcasting would be popular among all ages spoken word, which is sort of the reason I'm going down this street is because I would like you both to reflect for a moment on the realities of what the content is in podcasting versus the reality of the content on news talk radio. Even though it's all spoken word, the younger demo seems to be wanting to hear podcasting versus the people listening to talk radio in a predictable way. Does that make sense?
Overview? Well, podcasts are prepared, and they have a takeoff, they have content, and they have a landing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more scripted, even though there may be conversation in the middle. So it's a different thing. And they are very often on different topics, and they tend to do deep dives into the topics. By the way, the two that I really like, one is called The Tip-Off, and it is a fascinating podcast that I think you'd both enjoy, and it's an award winner, and it's a look at how investigative journalists, with their tip-offs, get to the bottom of really amazing stories, and it talks to the investigative journalists from around the world. It is brilliant. The other one I listen to is called Men in Blazers, and it's two guys sitting around talking about the Premier League, and it's very funny.
I think what people listen to, John, is telling about their personalities. What did you start to say?
I was going to say Michael Harrison. I've enjoyed his podcast. It's probably one of the few that I listen to.
Yeah, they are very good.
He has some great guests on there. But other than that, it seems like everybody and his brother wants to be a talk show host, so they go to podcast, and you can probably count on two hands the number of really good.
You can count on one hand the number of. And here, there's a listener, but it doesn't take long for you to establish. That's the other thing I find fascinating, is how social media is used to spread the word about some of these things, and how they grow exponentially very quickly if they're any good. If they aren't any good a month, you'll know and you'll move on to others. But there are like 26,000 different podcasts. And now, who knows who's listening to all of that stuff? It's kind of like the 500 channels or 500 TV shows that are being produced now versus, 30 or 40, 20, 25 years ago. Who's got the time to listen? That's kind of why I asked you what your habits were, John and Victoria, as to listening to them, because I frankly don't listen to any podcasts. I haven't.
Well, here's what's so great about Michael Harrison's podcast, because he does exactly what we just described. He does the takeoff. He does an in-depth interview where he does a deep dive with somebody about something that's fascinating, and then he does a landing. And this is something that talk radio sometimes does it, but talk radio is a different medium because it's a conversation with the listeners at a different level that is moving along. But his podcast is like a half hour, whereas a talk radio show is a 3 hour show, and you've got different topics moving along, and he's taking one person and doing one deep dive. So it's a different medium.
The podcast we're talking about, you can hear at mhinterview.com. I think Mike McVeigh, who's a broadcasting executive, is in the current one, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, those are ways, those who like News Talk Radio. By the way, you can stream this program at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Streaming of talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can get that every week as we work our way through some of the issues. Let's move into the Trump world here. And the impeachment stuff, I kind of put them all together in a manner of speaking. He's a stonewaller. He's ordered Attorney General Barr to be given authority to declassify information as part of the investigation into whether or not intelligence agencies spied on the Trump campaign. Seems to be turning it around a little bit. Victoria is an insider in Washington. Is this going anywhere? Having any impact?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, because some of the impact has to be looked at from the political point of view in terms of, what impact it's having on the Democratic Party. Also, in terms of Trump's new investigation by Attorney General William Barr, which is going to force the intelligence community to reveal sources, is having a very adverse impact on the morale of the intelligence community, which is already not very high, because they are worried. They don't want their intelligence sources to be revealed. They're not sure that they did. And intelligence sources who are in foreign countries are at risk, they say. And those intelligence sources, if you've got a source who is in, say, an Eastern Bloc country, they're going to clam up. And that is a risk.
Yeah. John, what do you think? What's the read in Florida on this?
I think the read here in Florida is, if the Democrats are not careful, all of this, I think, could backfire on them.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, the impeachment momentum is, they're going to gain nothing out of that. I don't understand. Well, they're just so angry, but it just shows you. And look at the impeachment business, number three, number four, of presidential race contestants. Listen to most of them who are not experienced, not measured, or who are just crazy partisans and represent a certain part of the country in which their thinking is considered enlightened. Warren from Massachusetts, people in Massachusetts, California love her. You think she gets 3 votes in Nebraska? I doubt it. And you can the same for Kamala Harris. I mean, you can look
down,
up and down.
She went down well in West Virginia.
Did she?
She did.
Kind of a surprise.
A big surprise.
Yeah. All right. So
it's exposing the weaknesses, I think, of all of the Democrats running for president, except for perhaps Joe Biden.
Biden. Yeah, exactly. Joe and John Harper.
And interestingly, the Trump campaign is out to completely novel him, which makes sense from their point of view totally.
But will not work. I think that's a big mistake as well. They better treat him with kid gloves and treat him with respect, or his old shenanigans will backfire on him. I think that's a big risk in doing that. He may satisfy his base, but remember, his base is getting smaller, even though he may have approval. But what people who say they approve of him and what now and what they do when they go to the box office, especially if he acts out on you know, say what you will about Joe Biden, he is revered and loved as a senior statesman, and more people like him, I would say, in the main for his personality than like Trump. So as with the Democrats having a bit of a backfire with the impeachment conversation, Trump risks a lot by taking shots, but that's him. And so he'll take his shots, and I don't think it works as well. It was easy to take shots at Hillary and some of these other characters, even in the Republican Party, because they deserve it.
They
leave themselves open for it, but I don't know about Joe. John Harper, I kept saying he was from the Gold Coast. He's from the Space Coast in Florida. Victoria Jones here on the Talk Radio Review. If you have trouble getting people to smile back at you when you smile at them, problem may be you got ugly teeth and they're afraid to even look at you because your teeth are so ugly. If that's the case, ugly, then Power Swabs will fix you right up. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days. Before you know it, all of the stains will be lifted off, whatever the source. It could be wine, could be tea, could be coffee, could be smoking, whatever it is. Caps, crowns, veneers, everything gets cleaned up with minimal to no sensitivity. I don't feel anything when I use the Power Swabs. It's just a tube. You snap it and you take the Q-tip inside where all the product is, put it on your teeth and watch as they whiten just kind of right before your very eyes. Most advanced teeth whitening system. It'll transform your smile. So let's get at it. Call 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code. You get Power Swabs for 50% of the retail price. 800-208-1797. The old song, "You'll Never Smile Again," that will not be your song. You'll be smiling, smiling. The whole world will be smiling at you with a good smile provided by using Power Swabs, which you can get at half price. Call 800-208-1797 to clean up your act.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business
by helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, ends 5/25/19. Valid on SKU 513099.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At the hour now in the DJV program. No Chuck Curry today. That's all right. Kara and I can do a good job understanding what's going on in the world of movies. Some of the stories are ancillary to what's coming out this weekend, like when Arnold got attacked. Did you see that video earlier in the week where Arnold Schwarzenegger got drop-kicked by some moron? He was showing up. He was doing some personal appearance and was getting a lot of publicity. And some guy comes and jumps up and drop kicks him like he's in a kung fu movie or something. He looked stupid, and Arnold didn't look like he was fazed much at all, even though one of his bodyguards grabbed the guy and yanked him out of the circumstance. Another story that people are talking about with the end of the Weinstein Corporation because of Harvey Weinstein and all of his problems, there still is... tons of movies that they produce, no question about that. He made hundreds of millions of dollars. This week, the women who accused him of sexual misconduct got their day in court, and the court has awarded these women $44 million, basically resolving most of the civil lawsuits and compensating the victims of Weinstein, one of the best-known Hollywood producers ever. He still has to have his day in criminal court, which probably will cost him more dearly than the $44 million in all kinds of ways, because he is obviously guilty as hell. Star Wars, Kara, you saw something about a new the Solo movie wasn't enough. People want more. Another.
Yeah, apparently there was a trend on social media this week, hashtag make Solo 2 happen, which is kind of surprising. I really liked that movie. I thought it was a lot of fun, but it seemed like a lot of audience members didn't love it, or a lot of hardcore Star Wars fans didn't love it, but I guess enough do that they want to see another one come out. I don't really know if it's necessary. I don't know. I mean, Han Solo obviously has a long story to tell, but I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I'd watch it.
Yeah. Emilia Clarke, who's been much on people's minds as the attractive, I don't know how, I can't.
Well,
you
she was in Solo
name?
As well. She was in Hunt.
That's right, she was in Solo.
Yeah, but her character on Game of Thrones is Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys, okay. Mm-hmm. So she apparently was offered the lead role in 50 Shades of Grey, but turned it down. One would wonder why.
Well, I guess at that point she'd already been doing Game of Thrones, and so the issue is not that it would be nudity. The issue is that so she had a nude scene in Game of Thrones, and so she doesn't have a problem with that. It's that
she
all
had
of
sex scenes, and I saw one sex scene. It was pretty hot with her and the
That's not what I was going to say, but issue was that all of the reporters then, because the scene that she's talking about was not a sex scene. It wasn't even a sexy scene at all. It was at actually the funeral of her husband on the show, and she was naked, and all of the reporters afterwards then proceeded to only ask her about that scene where she was naked, and so she didn't want to do a movie like 50 Shades of Grey where she would have a lot of nudity because she got so annoyed that that's all the reporters asked about.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Seems like a reasonable thing.
Yep. Fast and Furious 9, Michelle Rodriguez played hard to get as they put together the next script. She had a stipulation for her return. It involved certain circumstances and a certain amount of money. I'll tell you more about that after this. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time. All right, this weekend Aladdin comes out. Will Smith is playing the title role. Looks like it could be kind of a fun movie. He's usually someone that the best movie he ever made was Enemy of the State and with Voight. I thought that was and Hackman. I thought that was a great movie, but I think he's been well received in any number. I liked him in Independence Day. This is one of those interesting twists and turns. So the story with Fast and Furious star Michelle Rodriguez, not only did she want more money, which she was given, but she said if she was going to sign on again to 9, that there had to be some issue. They had to be dealing with the issue of women and how they're portrayed. She demanded that a woman be one of the writers in the franchise to which she was credited with getting her way. So she'll be in the next Fast and Furious.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.